Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tuni. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated the government's commitment to give the youth all the opportunities to make them shine and excel. Responding to a post by the MyGovIndia handle, Mr. Modi expressed confidence that India's youth power can do wonders. Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temjin Imna Along, has reassured the student community in the state that there is no corruption in the scholarship distribution process. He said this yesterday while addressing a program in Kohima. The clarification follows derisive remarks directed at him by students on social media platforms. Mr. Along emphasized that the government has not pocketed any funds from the scholarship pool. He informed that the Ministry of Tribal Affairs funds the ST scholarships in two installments and the department received 75% of the second installment for 2023-24, while no funds were received for the current year. While assuring that all funds received were distributed transparently, Mr. Along said more than 50,000 students had already been benefited from the scholarships. He also noted that the state government has never delayed its contribution by even a week and ensured that no commissions, cuts or misappropriation were involved in the process. Office of the Superintendent of Police Kohima said any individual or department intending to operate drone during Hornbill Festival 2024 at Kisama has to obtain prior permission from the police headquarters Kohima. It said operating drones without proper authorization will lead to legal action and offenders will be prosecuted in accordance with the law. In Manipur, all schools and colleges will reopen from today. In an order issued by the state government, it was said that normal classes will resume from today, including universities. All educational institutions have been closed since 16th of this month after widespread protests took place in the valley districts condemning the killing of six persons by armed men in Jiribam district. However, internet ban is still in force in selected districts of the state while relaxation of curfew for some hours in some districts has been going on. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi launched Eklavya, an online digital platform for officers' training. This initiative, launched in New Delhi, aligns with the Indian Army propelling itself into the decade of transformation and also with the Indian Army's theme for 2024 as the year of technology absorption. A total of 96 courses by 17 Category A training establishments of the Indian Army have already been hosted on the platform. Soli Bluvite, directorial toxic, bagged the prestigious Golden Peacock Award at the 55th International Film Festival of India 2024. In the closing ceremony at Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium at Panaji, Goa yesterday, the team was awarded 40 lakhs cash prize, a Golden Peacock Trophy and a certificate. Clement Favreau bagged the Best Actor Male Award for his stellar performance and Vesta Matulaite and Leva Rupekaite jointly won the Best Actor Female Honour for their roles in the film Toxic. In the Indian section, Navjot Bandiwadekar was recognised as the Best Debut Director of an Indian feature film for Gharat Ganpati, while the Best Web Series OTT Award went to Lam Pan. The festival honoured Vikrant Masi as the Indian Film Personality of the Year, celebrating his acting talent and diverse characters portrayed on screen. The grand closing ceremony was attended by dignitaries including Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju and icons of the Indian film industry such as Madhur Bhandarkar, Ramesh Sippy, Ashutosh Goarikar, Rashmika Mandana, Shreya Saran, Rupali Ganguly and Jaya Prada. Meanwhile, a 10-member team from Nagaland, nominated by the Department of Information and Public Relations, Nagaland, participated in the International Film Festival of India 2024. Ahead of the 25th edition of the Hornbill Festival, the Office of the Deputy Commissioner Kohima has announced the rationalization of fares for all Nagaland Taxi Association taxis operating in and around Kohima. The new fare structure was finalized during a Regional Transport Authority meeting held on 18th November. The fare structure is set between 100 to 700 rupees depending on the distance travelled. The fare chart out both hired and shared passenger services. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.